You're listening to an audiobook, Exit Stories, written by Anssi Kiviranta and Matthias Mäenpää, published by Tammi, recorded at Silencio, Helsinki, 2023, and read by Andrew Smith. Introduction. In our entrepreneurial journeys so far, between the two of us, we have made three successful exits. After each of these, we found that people, entrepreneurs and otherwise, were very curious. What does an exit mean? How does it happen? How do you arrive at that point? So, in 2018, we had the idea of sharing the answers on a larger scale, talking to people who had been through it and learning more about their stories. It's often said that an exit is like a lottery win, but it's not. There is no such thing as overnight success. In fact, it normally takes around 10 years to build a company sufficiently, which can be seen clearly in our interviews. We published two books in our home country of Finland, covering the most successful local entrepreneurs. Both of these books became bestsellers. At this point, we have interviewed almost 50 entrepreneurs who have made an exit, spending between 200 and 250 hours with them in total. We believe that our own entrepreneurial paths gave us several advantages in this process. Our perspective was different compared to a journalist, for example, and we found we could help our interviewees hit upon the insights that really made a difference to them. This may explain the success of those earlier books. Being ambitious, as you should be as an entrepreneur, you should always look ahead. What could the next level up look like? From our point of view, the next level is the unicorn, a company valued at $1 billion or more. We have been very curious about the founders of these businesses. Are they doing something different to what we did? Something smarter? Something more difficult? The road to finding out was way more challenging than our previous books had been. Getting 4 hours with the founder of a unicorn is incredibly challenging, and we needed to talk to a dozen of them. The process was strongly related to some of the sales struggles you'll read about in the following pages, but we were overjoyed to gain this access in the end, and very thankful indeed for the time each of the interviewees contributed. We were able to ask the right questions in order to provide the material for what we had in mind. But just like in the startup world, you have to know your strengths and weaknesses, and you have to build the best possible team around you. That is why we want to thank Ian Fenton for making these interviews come alive as the stories you're about to read. Having had the unique opportunity to have these discussions, we are also in a good position to share what it is that these unicorn-level entrepreneurs have in common, the shared attributes that appear to be the biggest contributing factors to their success. Without the need for deeper analysis, it's easy to see that the level of ambition in this group of people is stupendously high. In many cases, they have already tried other things in life, and perhaps even failed. They are not first-time founders. But the ceiling that stops others simply doesn't exist for them. They are super curious. They are, in a way, very optimistic, but at the same time, a dogged instinct possesses them to ask continually, could this be done better? They challenge what they see around them. They are also very oriented towards customers and sales. From our current point of view, the vast majority of startup entrepreneurs don't focus enough on clients. After all, the client pays the bills and the salaries, not the investor nor the institution that hands out the grants. These entrepreneurs, in almost every case, went into the market super early. They were quick to locate clients ready to pay for the solution, but most also experienced so-called death valleys where others might have given up. Depression often reared its head. Money got tight. There is an expression in the startup world, fail fast. For us at least, that doesn't mean giving up. It means trying many different things. And if you don't include the paying client in the equation, you'll never know.